The third element of the success of your work is the hard work you bring to it. You have all been carefully chosen for your portfolios, your educational and professional backgrounds, your life experiences, and your characters have dictated these choices. An opportunity is being afforded you to serve your country in an elevated capacity. Seize the opportunity with humility, but with determination, and perform, guided always by Almighty God. Shame your distractors, and together let us build that dignified, self-reliant, prosperous Ghana that successive generations of Ghanaian patriots and the founders of our free democratic nation sought with their sweat, toil, and blood. Let me remind you that the migration of the great majority of you from the legislature to the executive does not relieve you of your duties as members of the legislature. You will, like members of the British Parliament, have to learn how to balance effectively within the confines of our own unique constitutional order your twin responsibilities as members of Parliament and as members of government. It is exacting, but doable, and do it you must.
On behalf of the deputy ministers, the deputy information minister, Kwejo Ponkrumah, was grateful to the president for the confidence reposed in them.
As you have required of us, we will work with loyalty to our superiors and to the state. We will work with honesty and competence to provide public service and not for our personal gain. For those who are members of parliament, we will be minded by the twin responsibilities that you have reminded us of this morning. We are cognizant of the criticism that has been associated with our appointment, and Mr. President, we will work to vindicate your decision. We are aware that 4 years will come soon and the people of Ghana will measure our success. We are committed to ensuring that your success is achieved, and we will not let you down.